Welcome in, and this guy needs no introduction. Hugh Freeze joining us today. And first, Coach, just thanks for having the time to hang out with us, because there's not much time in this world. No. It's portal season.
Portal season. That's something we can talk about.
It is. let's start there, though. I just went back and looked. In 16 months, I think it's 53 players that were on this roster when you were hired that are here now. And there'll be more than that by the time this ends, hopefully, for you guys. How different is it now when you know there's going to be so much turnover after every season and during the year, really?
Very, very challenging. Something that I think you have to get to a point where you come to grips with, I have very little control. And I think the more you fight for control, the more frustrated you'll be. And I don't think it's a great system, but I'm not sure I have the power to change it right now, so I better, as my wife is constantly preaching to me, because the last thing I need to be is frustrated all the time. Mm-hmm. And do I think we're teaching young men the best lessons through college football right now? I don't. And I'm not against them being blessed. But this idea of not being loyal to anything and going through the hard to be developed, I think is a bad, bad way to prepare them for real life. And so it's very challenging. But I do think you just have to get to the point where you're like, I can't control it. We're going to do the best job we can in creating a culture where our kids want to stay, hopefully, if we're fair. And but if you're gonna get so frustrated every single time somebody wants to talk about, well, somebody called me, you know, and
you'd be frustrated all day.
I would just be frustrated all day, and I've had to release some of that too to other people, so that I don't want to view the young men I coach any way other than, man, I just want to coach you. I want to coach you in life. I want to coach you in ball. I want to coach you. I don't want to be your financial advisor. I just want to coach you.
And sometimes not knowing is better, right?
It's exactly right. And so I'm in a better head space now with it, even though I disagree with a lot of the things than I was the first go round.
Yeah. The joke was always, when guys in the NFL, they'd say availability is the best ability.
Yeah.
Is adaptability now the best ability?
I think so. I mean, there's many nights I wake up and wonder, does my way still work? Because I do think we've been successful everywhere we've been because of culture and team. And you do wonder if that still will sustain with everything that these young men haven't been thrown at them. We'll see, because we really tried to stay committed to high school recruiting in the 24 class. Not that we're against going to the portal, but I really want to develop genuine, real relationships with people that hopefully can weather the onslaught of the portal people that come after you. And and we'll see. It's too early for me to really tell, but that's the plan.
For me, I've had this thought. I don't know if you agree with it or not, but you've talked about local recruiting close to home. Mm-hmm. Do you think that has an impact because of the portal? The kids like that more likely to stay and fight and battle versus somebody who's from, you know, 1,000 miles away?
You hope so. I mean, we believe that. I mean, I think it's, you know, there's going to come a point in time where we're all going to want one thing more than anything else, and it's not going to be money. It's not going to be fame. It's going to be time. Mm-hmm. And time in particular with those that you love. And so if you get people that are around family and friends, you would think that that it's harder to pull the trigger to leave them.
Yeah. In 16 months, you come in already very familiar with Auburn. I haven't coached against Auburn. Obviously, Gus had been here. You knew this. Now you look back 16 months later, was it more of a challenge than you thought it might be on first glance when you took the job?
Yes. the you know, I want to be careful because, you know, until you walk in somebody's shoes, I've learned, obviously,
yes,
in a lot of ways, man. I don't judge people. I don't, because you don't really know what the truth is unless you've really lived it. And so I want to be careful not to cast judgment on anything, but this roster had a long, long way to go, and we're still not there. I think we're getting better. The 24 class was a really solid class. But the ones we're playing against have had 3 and 4
yes.
solid classes
yes.
in a row. And so, I mean, and then you add to it the component of me figuring out this NIL collective / portal world. You know, I didn't have to deal a whole lot with that at Liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wasn't really, if we lost somebody, it's all relative to who you're competing against. Mm-hmm. So you still felt like, man, well, we can still win our 9 to 10 games
yes.
In that conference. Well, this one's different. You've got to win some of these battles and hold on to the ones that matter. And so I think the combination of the roster not being a typical Auburn roster that I was used to seeing combined with the fundraising and the
million other things you got to do.
Yeah, it's been a little harder than I anticipated.
I know you guys felt good about the spring in terms of kind of the building process. Mm-hmm. How much different did it feel when you walked off the field after spring, even versus the end of last season? Did it have a different feel?
It did. I think we've taken steps forward in accountability and culture and obviously we've increased the talent pool some with the 24 class, and I think the chemistry that I felt between coaches to players just really felt a different feel.
When you look at next step, obviously winning is a next step, and that's a huge thing, but what do you feel like from now till you guys get on the field in August? Obviously, you'll get some help with
yeah.
some of these newcomers coming in.
Hold on to ours. And we've got spots for about 7 to 8 more players if we find those that we think fit. That would be a big boost to get some depth added at some places. And then to have an accountable summer to each other. Particularly in that time, the time you really worry about is this discretionary time coming
yes.
up right after exams, and our decisions define us always, and you just pray that, you know, we'll make decisions that don't jeopardize individuals or the team, and then we come back together and have a really, really solid summer with Coach Dom and the strength staff and learning ball and holding each other accountable then. And so get these 7 or 8 other pieces added would be nice, and hold on to the ones we have, and then being very accountable to each other throughout the summer.
We talked to you about it, but having Derek back and having this is an offensive staff now, with the exception of Marcus, that has all been together at one point
yeah,
or another.
And Maurice in there with
Maurice
him.
Maurice coming in.
Yeah, as an analyst with the receivers.
How valuable is that, not only from a player standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint? You mentioned it last year. Like, you need to be able to answer a question
yeah.
like that. And when it's not yours, it's tougher.
Yeah.
How valuable is it now that that's back in place?
Well, I don't know that I can judge the value of it. I can just say that it's comfortable for me, and it's worked for me in the past. And now I have guys, when I say something, they immediately know what I'm talking about, and they can in return say, well, here's the issue, Coach, at my position.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Ben Agamoah, who's been with me and knows the ins and outs of all the tight end stuff that I'm going to ask, and he can say, hell, this would be a tough deal for me if you do that, and here's why. Same thing with Maurice and Kent and Jesse and, you know, those that have been, and Hiller's in there.
Yeah.
So, and Maurice is in there. So we're surrounded by people that, even if, say, Jake doesn't know exactly what that is, he does now, but you got Hiller sitting there with him that
instead of everybody trying to learn it at the same time like it happened last spring.
Exactly. So it's just much more comfortable.
Last one.
Yep.
Message for the Auburn fans, for them, you know, they were all in. You had a good crowd at A-Day. The excitement level from that recruiting class, it's kind of building. What's a message for the Auburn fans?
First, thank you. You've been incredibly welcoming to my family and I. You make Auburn a very, very special place that I think is different than most any other place in this conference. And then the other message that nobody really wants to hear is just, man, give us some positive patience. It's not an overnight fix. And yes, we should be better. That's a reasonable expectation. I don't know what that means.
Quantitative
value, because I have no idea. But I think we've proven we can recruit with the best of them in the 1 year we've had. And we're off to a great start in the 25 class, and a lot of the reason is because of what they sense and feel when they're here at Auburn because of the Auburn family. So thank you for doing that.